When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Second date update.
Once in a while, we like to ask our listeners to read the Tinder bios of the person that they're interested in.
Oh, yeah, I always like this.
Yeah, but this time, they got ahead of it and just sent it directly to us.
Oh, okay.
Because one of our listeners, James, met a woman online with these things written on her profile. It said, love cats and the color purple.
Okay.
The actual color, not the movie.
The movie's amazing. How could you not love the movie?
Maybe she hasn't seen it.
It's a little harsh. ready to get my heart broken again.
Oh, okay. Wow.
She says, jaded. I mean, that's not the goal, but it's the likely outcome.
Oh, sure. Okay. More than a little. Yeah, very jaded.
Very realistic.
She says, if you let me spend the night, I'll stay in your closet and never leave.
That's funny.
Jose, if you read that on a profile, if you let me spend the night, I'll stay in your closet and never leave. How are you swiping?
I'm swiping right, just regardless. Yeah. They're in my feed. At this point, I've given up.
I didn't think you would swipe left or right, just like go straight up on that swipe.
Super like, huh? But
James, our listener, read that, and apparently he was immediately hooked.
Oh.
So, James, what does that sentence mean to you? Let me spend the night. I'll stay in your closet and never leave.
It means there's a possibility I might be getting some action. Yeah.
All right.
I thought you were just hoping somebody would hang up your clothes in your closet.
Yeah.
Finally.
Closet action.
Yeah. So you're the type of guy that either ignores red flags or just doesn't see them at all in the first place.
Or run towards them, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
he
likes them.
So you can see them.
Yeah. Yeah, I see a project.
So what's the name of this project that you met?
No.
Her name's Whitney.
Whitney, okay.
Whitney, all right.
Are you, I mean, it sounds just, I know you're joking with us, but were you looking for just a hookup or are you looking for something more serious?
So I think the old me is looking up for the hookup, but the new me, who's like getting older and stuff, I'm thinking more long term now.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
So right. the new you is the one who reached out to her online.
Yeah.
Okay, what did new you say?
I joked around with her and was like, hey, I cleaned out my closet for you.
Okay.
You
know? That's good.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Play off of her joke.
Yeah,
too.
Totally.
You know, literally. But I thought it was funny and she laughed and we just started chatting.
All right.
So did you meet up for a date?
Yeah. We met up at this local bar. She was familiar with it. I go there every now and then.
Cool. So you guys could have been there at the same time. I always think that's so crazy. You know, like you meet online, but you could have easily met in person at some point.
Right.
What was it like when you first saw her?
You know, it was happy hour. I was like, not feeling cheap, but like she was totally down to drink. She wasn't like snooty about drinking beer, which was awesome.
Sounds like you're like an old frat guy who wanted to challenge her to a contest.
Or he's an alcoholic and she's not.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
It sounds like you've had a bad run-in with girls who are kind of snooty about their beers.
Yeah. You know, some of them, they want their martinis with a twist and some 1942 and all that. I'm like, come on, man. I don't want to take that loan out.
Okay.
You're
I see.
Us the Wells, whatever's on special.
Right. Let's just go with the Well drinks today.
She's low maintenance. You like that.
Good.
Exactly. Keep it low.
Okay.
How was your time together?
you know, we talked about our goals and dreams, and I told her about me wanting to be a Hollywood actor, because that's kind of been a dream of mine.
Oh, we didn't know that.
What are you doing to make that happen?
Well, I've been taking a lot of classes.
Acting classes?
Stuff with casting directors and people like that.
Was she excited about this for you, or was it like, oh, God, this is a guy who's never going to have a job?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of judgy, Brooke.
That's how my parents felt when I went to art school. So I'm not you know.
Totally.
Exactly.
How
did
Whitney react?
Yeah, she's like kind of a realist in a sense where she's like, gave me that look when I mentioned that, where I could tell in her eyes where it was like, okay, buddy, you know, what are you really going to do with your life kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm serious about this and I believe in it. So
that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. And you were okay with her reaction.
I was okay with it, because I don't expect anyone to, if you tell them you're going to be an actor, that they're going to go, oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Of course. You said what your dream was. Did she ever tell you what her dream job was?
Well, I know she said something about, like, she was already an executive chef.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
I thought for sure she'd be, like, a vet or something because of her love of cats.
Oh, the
cats. That's amazing.
No, it's probably a lot of her food has cat hair in it.
Right. So she basically was, like, saying she's, like, living her dream already.
Oh. That's awesome.
Did you give her the same, like, oh, well, you know, it's not all that great, but good for you.
Only one restaurant? Yeah.
No, I'm trying to be supportive.
All right.
That's a great gig, too.
I mean, you guys got into some deep conversation.
Yeah. No doubt. How did it end?
It went well. I mean, we had a few more drinks, so, you know, got a little more friendlier. We kind of held hands, and
it's
like, oh, shoot, this is like almost first base or something.
Okay. Almost, you're halfway
there.
That's
not the body part that I usually get excited about touching, but that's okay.
But, yeah, so she came over to my place, I was kind of trying to be funny, so I pushed her in the closet, and I was like, you're staying here forever, so settle in.
Oh. Did she laugh?
Because of her,
No, she didn't remember, and she looked a little frightened.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Just remember the joke.
Anytime you say I pushed her, it's never like, let's just not do that.
It was a light nudge, you know, but
did she leave after that? She stay?
She actually left, but it didn't end bad. Like, we ended up talking and texting, but she only texted me back once.
Maybe
so
you took the joke a little too far.
Well,
or there was another girl already in your closet, and then she saw
her. My closet's cleaned out, man.
Okay. Well, see,
just like in any Hollywood movie, you have to have that low point in the movie before you can have the comeback at the climax.
For the climax,
yeah. He knows, he takes the class.
Are we going to be the climax for him?
So, yeah, we're going to try and make the climax happen right here on a second date update.
Nice.
All right, we're going to do it right after this. Hold on.
Okay, cool.
Second date update.
Can you believe we may be talking to the future Tom Hanks right now?
Ooh. Wow, I didn't think of that.
God, what a career.
Or if he's lucky, the future Pauly Shore.
Oh, well.
Alexis,
quite as beloved.
Google that name. The joke will be funny on your drive home, okay?
Yeah, Pauly
had a good, like, 6-year window.
Yeah.
His name is James, and his big dream is to move to Hollywood one day to become an actor. And that topic actually came up during his date the other night with Whitney. Mm-hmm. Turned out to be good enough to get her back to his place, but not quite good enough to have her stay the entire night.
Yeah. Well, I think his timing is off, which may be something that he needs to work on if he wants to be an actor.
Yeah.
Because that joke was definitely not received well at the end.
Oh,
you think? You think he has a problem with the timing?
Well, when he pushed her into the closet, it wasn't a good look.
Yeah. Well, let's hold on, because for people just tuning in, that might sound a little bit weird. There is some context to it.
Right.
She had a joke on her dating bio that said, if you let me stay the night, I'll move into your closet forever.
Yeah.
But she happened to forget that when she got shoved in the closet.
A couple drinks later.
Yeah.
So, did create a little bit of an awkward moment, but we're hoping to get things back on track when we call her right now.
Yeah.
So, James, any final thoughts?
Life's like a box of chocolates, you know?
You messed your line up.
Your delivery, man. You got to work on it.
Also, I taught a sound like this.
That's right. That's why you're in the classes.
Yeah.
We're not expecting you to be famous right now.
All right.
Yeah.
You keep practicing those lines, and we'll talk to Whitney for you, but we'll call you in when we feel like it's time for you, okay?
You got it.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Whitney.
This is. Who's calling?
Sorry, I said we're because you're actually talking to an entire morning show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi, Whitney.
There's Alexis, there's Brooke, Jose,
yes,
and the star, Jeffrey.
What?
The big shooting star.
What is this about? I'm very confused.
Well, this is something called a second date update, and we're trying to pry into your dating life a little bit to ask about a guy you went out with the other day named James.
Okay. How do you know about that?
Well,
we know because we read the email that James sent us telling us about your date and how you guys met.
Which may sound weird. He's just trying to get help. Like, he really liked you and wants to see you again.
Well, if he told you all about our date, I'm assuming he explained what had happened on the date, right?
Well, here's a snapshot of what happened. He said you guys met online, you went out to a bar, shared a lot about your personal lives there.
Hopes and dreams.
Hopes and dreams.
He said it was a really great conversation.
And then you ended up back over at his place. And he did mention making kind of a bad joke, or a joke that you didn't quite understand at first about you living in his closet.
He said he pushed you in there and that you didn't understand the context.
That did happen. That was weird. But believe it or not, that's not even the reason why I didn't call him back.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Okay.
Let me start by saying I thought he was charming.
Okay.
We had a nice time. I mean, I wouldn't have gone back to his place if I didn't think that he was charming.
Well, Brooke would, so that does something between you.
Brooke doesn't know you have an option to just not go back to that guy's place. Oh, I can go home?
Oh, yeah. Come on, you guys.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Just kidding.
Okay. Yeah. The vibes were good before you got back to his place.
Yes, and even when we got back to his place, you know, we were flirting and everything. Mm-hmm. We had another drink, and sure, he told you that he wants to be an actor, right?
Yeah.
So we decided that we wanted to act out a scene from a movie. You can download some certain...
Oh, that's funny. Oh.
That's so fun.
That's awesome.
What a great idea for a date night. So what,
especially if you're drunk.
Yeah, totally.
Really fun.
He didn't mention any of that to us, that you guys read through a script. Yeah. What'd you guys do?
Yeah, well, we decided on 40-year-old virgin.
Okay. Who did you play?
I played the main girl part in it.
Okay.
Okay.
He played probably Steve Carell.
Steve Carell's part.
That's the virgin.
Yeah.
Was it funny?
Okay. I don't want to be mean, but he's not good.
He's not good? Is that what you just said?
At all.
Oh.
Like, he's awful, actually.
Oh, no.
Not awful. Awful's too strong. I don't want to say that. I could see him as, a supporting character. But he doesn't have, the main man, you know.
Well, hold on.
He should be more of an extra, you're saying?
To be fair, not only were the two of you drinking a lot that night, but your job is an executive chef, from what we heard.
Yeah, what would you know?
Yeah, what's your expertise in acting?
Yeah, what do you know about acting?
I knew this one was not going to go well.
Some attitude there. Whitney, that's James. He's been on the other line.
Sorry, Whitney.
He's on the phone right now?
That's how the segment works.
We let him know that he might hear something he doesn't like.
But you can talk to him. James?
Meow, meow.
What? That's how you're coming in?
Is that a line from the movie?
That was my cat. My cat. And remember from the other night? You like cats? Never mind. Hi, Whitney.
Yikes.
The timing, man.
Wait, sorry. You literally set me up on the radio to, hear me talk about you? What?
No, I was just needing some help because you weren't responding to my text. You text me back one time, so I didn't know what to do.
Okay, so, I guess. But, then you obviously heard what I said. So there's your answer. Sorry, I'm really not trying to be rude, but right now I can't support you in your endeavors the way I think you want me to.
You don't think I'm a good actor? Is that what you're saying? Because we read a 40-year-old virgin script?
Did you not believe his performance enough? You didn't believe he was really a virgin in that moment?
Maybe he's just too sexy. And that's why he can't pull off virgin. Look, you know? Have you ever thought about that, Whitney?
I mean, it was just kind of the way... Have you guys ever seen Friends? The TV show Friends?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know Joey?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It kind of had that vibe. Just
Joey.
I'm trying way too hard. I can't deliver my lines. I'm reading them instead of acting them.
Oh.
Joey was such a good actor. He was an actor playing a bad actor. And he was great at it.
I don't think calling him Joey from Friends was as much of a diss as you thought it was, Whitney.
I'm not trying to like diss him. I'm telling you, I think that you should keep taking your classes. But right now, I think you should stick to those like single person shows on YouTube and see if you get like likes or followers. You know, maybe go from there.
Look, I've had enough of this. I bet you're not even a good chef. You probably burn water.
Actually, no. I have plenty of reviews that say otherwise. I'm a fantastic chef, and I actually have proof that I can prove. What are you going to do? How do you have an Academy Award?
Yeah, I don't want to know about all those Yelp followers you paid to give you 3 stars on your filet mignon.
This is getting petty.
I'm really enjoying it. Let's keep this energy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if you like cat hair in your top ramen.
Oh,
that was a good one.
That's not really. Yeah, it's not.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm not a 12-year-old. Like, you remember your glue? Like, listen, I explained to you what my thoughts were, and if you can't be mature about it, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's not her fault. She didn't even know you were listening. You know, it's not like.
And honestly, I probably did you a favor. Like, you're going to get told no a lot, trust me. So it's probably good that I did it at first before you get into this profession so deeply that you're probably never going to make it in.
Yeah. She does have a point. My parents told me I was never going to make it as a radio host. And I'm glad that they told me that early so that when this fails, I'm not going to be as devastated.
But our show's doing well, Jeff.
Not according to my parents.
Okay, well, look, you might not think my acting is good, but I think your cooking is horrible.
You've never had her cooking.
I saw
your Instagram post.
How did you even say that?
Okay. You're just a hurt little puppy. Well, listen, I mean, she does have a good point. You need to have a little bit thicker skin if you're going to try to get into the acting business.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to have thicker skin if you're going to want to get into my closet.
Back to the closet. Are you going to ask?
I don't even think we're going to offer to send him out on a date. You can just read the vibe in this room.
No, I want to go on another date with her. I want to reread a different script, and I want to prove to you, Whitney, that I'm a good actor.
I would almost want to take him up on that if I were you, Whitney.
And something maybe with the kissing scene, you know?
I don't think they're there. It's going to be a fighting scene for sure.
Little mattress marathon at the end, you know what I mean?
Mattress marathon.
Oh, my God. I was in that movie, James. Yeah. You've seen my work.
Mattress marathon.
It's a lot shorter of a movie than you think.
Yeah. He's just the weird extra in the back.
James, I'm going to see you in Hollywood, buddy.
We'll
walk the red carpet together.
Yeah, you are.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women. By women.